I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Among many of President Trump's plans for which there are still too few public details, Cuba. Obama made a big change when he began a slow thaw between the island and the U.S. If that continues, that would certainly be a huge change. But little changes in Cuba have been happening for a while. All this week on The World, we'll be hearing stories from Deepa Fernandez. She's a reporter and lived on the island 2 decades ago when Cuba was climbing out of an economic crisis. Deepa had chronicled the lives of several Cuban women, and last year she went back to find those women to see how their lives and their country have changed in the last 2 decades. Today, Deepa introduces us to a psychologist and publicist named Norma Guillard.
Norma?
Oh, por Dios. De nuevo en esta Cuba.
I'm meeting Norma again soon after she's turned 70. She doesn't look a day older. And she tells me my timing is perfect, as her daughter, who's a singer, has a performance starting in an hour. She whisks me out the door, hails a 10-peso local taxi, and we arrive as Naima is heading to the stage. Norma raised Naima on her own, and unlike many Cuban single mothers, mostly without the help of her family, who lived far away in the province of Santiago de Cuba. Norma left home at the age of 15 to join the literacy campaigners, legions of young Cubans who went to the countryside to live with campesinos and teach them how to read and write in the years after the Cuban Revolution. When I interviewed Norma 2 decades ago, she credited the Cuban Revolution for giving her a profession.
Yo tengo como recuerdo interesante.
One memory that I have of this period before the revolution is of me and my brothers and sisters studying very hard, but never thinking that we could be professionals. My father always made it clear that we were poor, that the economic possibilities for us were limited, and that even university studies would never allow us to be professionals. And I guess it is directly from there that I have always been so thankful to the revolution for, well, making a poor family with little possibilities into, well, now I am a professional, a graduated psychologist.
And Norma, being the passionate doer that she is, has not just spent her career working as a psychologist. She used it to work on community activism projects that she cares deeply about, like consciousness raising about racism in society and the public image of Afro-Cubans.
¿Qué buscas en esta revista? ¿Qué está haciendo?
Bueno, yo estoy mirando la revista Cuba.
She's looking at a Cuban tourism magazine. As a publicist, she tells me she thinks the layout and design are good. She notes there's a blonde woman on the cover, and she's thumbing through page by page to find someone who looks like her. And it takes her to page 44 to find an Afro-Cuban. She shakes her head in disapproval. Norma has also been at the forefront of a Cuban movement to win recognition and rights for LGBT people. She's become a spokesperson for the Black lesbian experience in Cuba. She herself has never had any problems coming out to her family, she says.
In my family, I had a gay uncle, but everyone accepted him. They understood him, respected him.
She is non-stop.
Buenos días.
But suddenly her health seems to be failing her. And after a series of dizzy spells, being very short of breath, and coughing a lot, Norma's waiting at one of Havana's main hospitals to see a doctor. It's a 25-story building that sits right near Havana's famous Malecón. Norma lucked out to get a room with an ocean view. For now, she's enjoying the company of one of her dearest friends, who sits on the only chair in the sparse hospital room. Her friend, Rosa, is telling everyone how Norma was not really cut out to meet all the needs of a newborn when Naima was a baby, which Norma completely agrees with. In fact, she says,
I sat her down when she was very little and said to her, look, Naima, don't let other children compare your mother to other mothers. Your mother is your mother, and she isn't like all the rest. So don't let them torment you. Just understand that I'm not that kind of mother.
Maybe this is what makes Norma Guillard one of Cuba's secret superheroes. She's not afraid to be different, and she's dedicated her later years in life to using her superpowers to educate, organize, and push for change inside Cuba. And the stay in the hospital she sees as a wake-up call to slow down so she can be around for a long time to come.
Me siento satisfecha, me siento realizada.
I feel happy and fulfilled, but I still have so much work to do in consciousness raising.
Norma's diagnosis was cancer. She's currently undergoing chemotherapy and feels confident she'll beat it. And as she's getting treatment, she finally has time to listen to the recordings of her daughter performing. For The World, Vipar Fernandez, Havana.